Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our guest today is Jeannie Gainsburg. She is an award-winning LGBTQ plus educator, consultant, and author of Savvy Ally. Jeannie, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's just dive right in. Why is your book called Savvy Ally? What is it about?
Sure. It's a book about how to be an ally to the LGBTQ plus communities. I chose Savvy Ally because I think it rolls off the tongue well. And savvy basically means knowledgeable and experienced. And that's what my goal is as people read the book.
So I never want to assume what people know or don't know. And so what is LGBTQ? I know what LGBT is, but what does a Q plus stand for? I mean, in case our listeners don't know, and I frankly don't know what Q stands for.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that. Actually, it's kind of interesting because when I started my journey as an ally, I had to raise my hand and ask what at the time GLBT stood for. I talk about that in my book. And it's one of the reasons I wrote the book was because I started from scratch and I knew nothing. And I really wanted a guidebook to tell me, you know, what to say, what not to say, how to create change. So that was part of my motivation for writing the book. But sure, so the initialism has actually changed over the years. When I first started my work as an ally, the initialism was GLBT. And now you'll see a lot of variations. I chose to go with LGBTQ plus in my book. And that stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. If there's one Q, it can actually stand for queer or questioning. Sometimes it stands for both. Sometimes you'll see both Qs there. And then I added the plus because if you actually see the full initialism written out, and of course it depends where you are geographically, but it's LGBTQ, QIAA2SPP and growing. And so that can be really difficult. It can be intimidating, but we also don't want to, you know, sort of additionally marginalize the folks that are part of the community but aren't included. And so the plus really is an attempt to say, not that these identities that come after the Q are less important, but that they are absolutely part of the communities and we need to remember that they're there. I actually like to joke, because I come from the nonprofit world, that we couldn't afford the ink, you know, to write out the whole initialism. But I had to make a decision in my book about which initialism to use, and I chose LGBTQ plus, and that's what that stands for.
So you're saying you're the founder of the Savvy Ally Action. Is that a nonprofit?
It's just a small business. It's just me doing workshops and advocacy and consulting.
So bluntly speaking, why should people care? I mean, why should people care about, let's say I'm a straight man, why should I care? I mean, this is me, you know, I'm giving you this platform because I want people to know why they should care. You know, this is not me, you know what I mean? Like, I want to know, like, why should people care that the minorities? Well, I'm American, I'm proud of an American. And when I get typecast as that Asian person, or you should go back to your country, I know why I care, because I am a proud American and I've been dealt with that racial or ignorance thing. So for you as an advocate for that community, why should people care that aren't part of that community?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, a lot of times people will share stories of like, well, you know, a family member, you know, my son or my daughter or my parent or my best friend is part of this community. And that's why it's important to me. And I actually kind of break that ally stereotype in that I don't have anyone in my family who identifies as LGBTQ plus. And when I first started my work, I knew very few. I didn't know anybody actually who identified as part of the community here in Rochester. So I think I bring sort of a unique perspective, and I'll answer, I guess, why I cared, which maybe will resonate with folks. It's my world too. And I actually saw the types of behaviors that were influencing all of us in a negative way. And so, you know, one example of that is what I call gender policing. And I noticed that with my children, especially my son, that there was gender policing taking place in the schools by other students and even by teachers, which was basically means, you know, trying to force children into their their box of boy or girl and how you should behave if you were a boy or a girl. And that stuff affects all of us. So if you just want to think broadly about this, basically, we are in a way keeping everybody from being their authentic selves. And I think that obviously rings true for folks in the LGBTQ plus communities way more than those who are straight and cisgender, cisgender meaning not transgender, but it does affect us all. I mean, it probably every single one of us has been told at some point in our lives, probably multiple times, you know, boys don't do that or girls don't do that. And we're sort of, you know, carefully prodded back into our box. And so that's just one of many reasons why I got involved. I didn't like seeing that. I didn't like watching my children change under those pressures.
Yeah, I mean, those raise some very deep issues, but from a practical standpoint, what do you feel like, you wrote this book about Savvy Allies. So what can we literally do on a daily level, just to be aware of this? I mean, we're having you on this podcast to even just explain what LGBTQ plus means, right? So that for me is great because I'm learning. So what are some other practical things that we can all do to be an ally?
Sure. Yeah, I have basically the whole book is on action. Interestingly, a lot of books that are out there for how to be an ally to the LGBTQ plus communities often end up being like 80% why to be an ally and only sort of a little bit at the end on how to be an ally. And I really focused my book 100% on how to be an ally. So what that means is if you pick up my book, I'm not going to be explaining to you why you should do this, why it's important. It's for folks who understand why it's important and want the tools. So yeah, I'd love to give you a few practical tools that you can do as soon as you're done listening to this podcast. I have two that work just really beautifully together. And one of the reasons that I think they're so fantastic is that you don't have to know any of the terms in order to implement them. And I think people can get really intimidated by all the terms and unfortunately often silenced because they're so afraid they're going to use an outdated term or say something foolish and you know, inadvertently offend somebody. And these are actually tips that you can use even if you don't know anybody's, you know, how anyone identifies or any of the terms. So the first one is to ungender your language, which, you know, of course sounds very simple. A lot of us are probably aware of that already. So simple things like saying students instead of boys and girls, or you know, partner or spouse instead of husband or wife. But I think I'd just love to talk for a minute about why that's so critical, because if you think about what we do to people when we say something like, oh, what a lovely ring, what does your husband do? We basically have boxed that person into a corner if they're a woman married to another woman. We're basically forcing that woman to make a decision about whether she should come out to this probably total stranger who likes her ring. You know, and so basically we're putting her in a position where she's got to either lie or come out. And straight and cis people don't experience that, right?
If someone
cisgender means not transgender. So someone who's not part of the communities would just breeze through that question and probably say, oh, my husband's a, you know, biologist or whatever, without even realizing that if you are part of the community, you're literally boxed into a corner. So ungendering your language, you know, if you're not walking around with a big old rainbow pin on your shirt, which I highly recommend, by the way, this is kind of the second best way that you can tell people that you are open to hearing that they are, you know, anybody, and that their relationship is anything, and they're, you know, they love who their family are is great, and you're embracing all of that. And then the second thing that goes along with this is to mirror terms that you hear people using, and they work hand in hand. So, you know, if I say, hey, Christopher, I'm having a party tonight, you know, why don't you come and feel free to bring, you know, a partner or partners. And then you respond, oh, you know, great. I'll my husband is available. I'll bring him with me. Now what I want to do is I don't want to go back to that ungendered term because I've just got some really valuable information from you about how to be respectful. So now I would switch and I would mirror the term that you just used and say, oh, fantastic. I'm looking forward to meeting your husband. So these are just two of many tips that are in my book that are super simple to use and that, you know, as I said, you don't need to understand everybody's identity to use them, but they're very, very respectful tips.
Interesting. Jeannie, thank you so much for being on our podcast today. How can our guests connect with you and buy your book?
Sure. My website is savvyallyaction.com, and all that information is there, as well as some other things like some fun videos I've been creating during the pandemic.
Great. Jeannie, thanks for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.